Good evening, welcome. So thankful you came. You guys can say good evening back, it's okay.
Good evening.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Are you guys ready to worship the Lord?
Yes.
Well, those who are going to be singing, would you guys want to go ahead and come up? We're so thankful that you came out, and in these days, oftentimes it's so many of the things that try to push their way into the meaning of what Christmas is really about. And we're singing about that and reading about that tonight. I'd like to go ahead and pray, if you don't mind. Would you join me tonight and pray with me? Let's be thankful. Father, we do just want to give you thanks because you're so good to us, Lord. We know what love is because you first loved us. You sent Jesus to die for our sins, that we might be forgiven, that we might be born again by believing in Him. So Lord, as we seek tonight just to worship you, we pray, Lord, that it is the name of Jesus that's lifted high. Be with us, Father, we pray. All this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. This is now a sixth month for her who was called barren. For of God, nothing will be impossible. Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
As we think about Mary's situation, she was a very young woman, probably a young teenager at this time. And she responded to God's call on her life. We must ask ourselves tonight, how do we respond when God calls us? Well, Mary chose well. Let's worship.
I know.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was in of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, who was betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, who was to be wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
You know, just another night in Bethlehem. There were no bright lights that night. There were no stockings by the fireplace or sugar plums dancing in any dreams. But yet, God was moving. You know, it's interesting how God tends to knock when we least expect it, and maybe even sometimes when we're least prepared for it. And he does tell us in Revelation 3, it says, "Behold, I stand in the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." Well, there in Bethlehem that night, they had not made any room for Jesus. I guess the question comes for each of us is we have to ask if we've made any room for him in the end of our heart. If we've made room, you know, life gets busy. A lot of things try to push into our lives. We don't want to get too busy to not have enough room left for Jesus. Make sure that we leave that room for Jesus. Let's worship.
Holy night, holy night, all is free.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men."
The angel calmed their fears with the hope of a Savior. In the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. As God makes his supernatural birth announcement, you know, parents, they do. They like to let people know the baby has come. Well, God, our Father in heaven, also did to these angels that showed up. And in their song, it said, "Peace and goodwill toward men." See, that's God's intent, is for us to have peace within. First of all, to experience the peace of God, we must first make peace with God. You know, Romans 5, verse 1 says, "Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, each one of us, we start out, we're running from God. But finally, we come to that realization that we have sinned. We've done things that we know we shouldn't have. And it's then that we seek God. And as we come to God, it's through Jesus Christ. And that guilt of the sins can be lifted from us. Inner peace can come. And that's the intent that God wanted them, for them to have peace on earth and his goodwill toward men. Let's worship.
So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, then the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at these things, which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. And when the 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
You know, the shepherds had a choice of what they were going to do. They could have just hung back and just considered what God had shared with them. They could have made excuses. Well, you know, I'm not dressed well enough. I've been with the sheep all night. Or they could have got up and gone into town to see what God was wanting to show them. Well, it says that they accepted God's invitation. They went to see what God was sharing with them. And they became a part of what God was doing. They chose well. They were blessed because of it. They did not miss out on what God wanted to do. They responded to the good news that had been shared with them, how Christ had come. So they went to see this baby that was in the manger. It's not often you find a baby laying in a feed box that's intended for critters. So think about this. This first Christmas, the evangelists, as they lived there, the shepherds, they saw these things that were there. They saw the baby, and they saw everything had been, and it was just as the angels had told them. And they went out and told everyone what they had been told by the angels and then what they had seen. And they began making it known that very day. You know, we're still making that same thing known tonight as we're here together, as we're talking about God's peace being available for each one of us through Jesus Christ. As you think about what they named the baby, the name was given by the angel Gabriel to Mary, the mama, that he was to be named Jesus. It was also given to the dad, Joseph. We talked about this last Sunday. This name, Jesus, it means Jehovah is salvation. You see, God the Father and God the Son are one. And God took on flesh to dwell among us, to go to the cross, to pay the price for our sins, and to shed His blood as an atonement for sin. And as we think about what's being said here, as we make this known, it tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. You know, tonight as we think about the story that we've seen unfold in the Scriptures, I have to ask you, have you come to that point where you've made peace with God? It's available, every one of us. And if you haven't received it, don't leave here tonight without it. You need it right now. I don't want to face tomorrow without God. Let's pray. And Father, just as we acknowledge what You are doing at Christmas, as You sent Jesus to the earth, He took on flesh to dwell among us, to show us what You're like, Father. And I pray tonight that if there's anyone present or anyone listening online that does not know You, that even right now, in their heart of hearts, that they would just acknowledge their need for Your forgiveness. They need what You started there that night in Bethlehem. So I pause my prayer. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, call out. Call out in your voice to God. Not for us to hear, but in your heart. Call out to Him and tell Him, you know, I've run from You and I need Your forgiveness, Father. And I want to believe on Jesus right now. And if you've done that, be sure and tell somebody before you leave. We want to talk about it. We want to know. And Father, for the rest of us, thank you so much for what you've done. For those who know you and believe in you, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your great love toward us. You demonstrated your love toward us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. Lord, thank you. That little baby in the manger grew up to be our Savior on the cross. Just as the angel said, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Thank you, Father, that you love us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's worship. I'll be in the back if anyone wants to pray or talk later.
for all you've done for us. You are a great Savior and a great friend to us. Thank you that we get to know you and that we get to worship you, that you fill us with your Spirit, and that we can come to know you better. Jesus, be with us and remind us of why we have this great love that we have, because you came to save us. Be with us this Christmas, God, and let us show your love to other people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us tonight. If you're traveling, be safe in your travels and may God guide your path. You may keep the candles. See Marvin in the back for candy things. And Merry Christmas, and may God bless you and your families. Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
You're dismissed. Darren was the real girl. He talked about that.